Liverpool are known the world over for their on-pitch exploits. But what makes the club unique is the terrace culture that belongs to the Reds. Central to that are the songs that serenade legendary players past and present and celebrate the club and all its quirks. Here, we're picking 10 of the best Liverpool songs ever. At 10, we've got O Campione. That's right, Campione, not Champione. That's because of Liverpool's European heritage, something fans pride themselves on. This is a song that comes out on the biggest Champions League nights at Anfield, often in victory. Every other Saturday is a cop classic that describes the routine of a match-going fan while also recalling previous glories, ending with the serenading of King Kenny. This song originated from Rangers fans before being adopted by the Reds. O Come All Ye Faithful has made a comeback in recent years. A classic at Christmas time in the past, it has been a joy to sing the carol with the added words Come Ye to Anfield, They're the Kings of Europe, and Liverpool at the end. Our first player-specific song on the list, The Torres Bounce, captured the childlike love Liverpool fans had for El Nino. That love disappeared overnight when he signed for Chelsea, but this song accompanied some great memories, especially at Old Trafford. On to another player now, and one that goes down with a greater legacy than Torres. Roberto Firmino was a fan's favourite at Liverpool, and his song matched his samba flair on the pitch. While it should really be sung Sim Senor, due to Bobby speaking Portuguese, not Spanish, the essence of his Latin style is still prevalent. At number 5, we've got When the Reds Go Marching In. Simple, effective and loud, Liverpool are far from the only team to sing this, but they may be the club to do it with the most furore. Usually started after You'll Never Walk Alone, this is the real rallying cry to the team, to get the players up for the match and the opposition cowering. An instant hit when it swept through the ground in the 2017-18 season. Liverpool were back competing at Europe's top stage, and this felt like the perfect accompaniment to the journey Klopp was taking us on. This was one of the first songs truly pushed on and spread by social media and Jamie Webster at the famous Boss Nights. Often saved for European occasions, when Ale 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 comes out and the scarves start whirling, you know you're in for a special night at Anfield. At number 3 is an epic. Poor Scouser Tommy must be one of the longest football songs around, and you don't get the feeling it could be born in the modern day era when chants are sung at 100 miles an hour. Regularly sung by the cop in the early minutes of the game, this song recounts the tale of a soldier dying, with his final words being about his football team. The way this tune ebbs and flows is a sound to behold. Fields of Anfield Road is firmly up there as one of the greatest football songs ever, originating from the Irish folk song Fields of Avon Rye. A Red named Gary Ferguson decided to change the words and make it Liverpool's own in 1996 after an away match at Celtic Park. With so many great songs, it was difficult to narrow our list down to just 10, so it's worth giving an honourable mention to all those that didn't make it. We decided to stick mainly to non-player specific numbers for this video, but you should let us know in the comments what your favourite Liverpool songs are. Of course, at number 1, it's the world's greatest anthem, You'll Never Walk Alone. Originally written by Oscar Hammerstein for the musical Carousel, Liverpool fans made the song their own after local band Gerry and the Pacemakers released a version in 1963. Sung in tragedy and triumph, it is the ultimate communal song that lifts whoever it embraces.